Babasar Perak Gimel Mishnah Beis. Sholosh Arotzos LeChazaka. There are three lands of Chazaka. This is in a time where the Shayaros were not Metzios. The caravans, the travel was not available to go from one property, from one location to the other, one area to the other. And because of that, as far as a Chazaka, if a person would be occupying somebody else's property and saying, hey, I was here for 3 years and nobody said anything, that's a proof that it belongs to me, that I bought it from you, that's not a good chazaka because I wasn't around to even know you were there. Or even if I did know you were there, you wouldn't find out if I would go and protest and send a messenger. I couldn't send a messenger to you because people couldn't get there. So there's no real chazakas if you're in one property that's far away and not accessible to another properties. But within the area, if you're in one of the areas and another guy is in the other area, so if I'm occupying Reuven's property and Reuven is in the same area and I'm there for 3 years, that is a chazaka. So there are three separate areas. Sholosh arotzos lechazaka. Yehuda ve'evar hayardin ve'agalil. Like we had in Zeroim, the area of Yehuda, which is the southern part of Eretz Yisrael, evar hayardin, which is past the Yardin, and the ve'agalil, which is the mid to the northern part of Eretz Yisrael. Hayab Yehuda ve'hechzik be'galil. If you're in the Yehuda and then a person is machzik in the Galil, or vice versa, be'galil ve'hechzik be'Yehuda, ain't a chazaka, it's not a good chazaka, ad sheyehev imo b'medina. You have to be in the same medina, as we explained. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, le'amru shalosh shanim ele kedei sheyeh ba'spamya, v'yachzik shana, v'yelcho v'yodir shana, v'yavosh l'shana acheres. Rabbi Yehuda says a different reason. This is a different reason for the 3 years of a chazaka. We said that the reason for a three-year chazaka is because the person's not going to keep his shtar for 3 years. Otherwise, within the first 3 years, the guy should keep his shtar. And if you're going to come along and say, hey, what are you doing on my property? The guy that's on the property will bring a shtar and say, hey, I bought it for you. Here's the shtar. After 3 years, a person's not careful with his shtar. And then we say, okay, now that he's not careful with his shtar, there's this concept of a chazaka. And a person's there for 3 years, obviously, and you didn't say anything, it obviously belongs to him. He bought it from you. But Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda says the whole reason for 3 years is a totally different reason. According to Rabbi Yehuda, even for 1 minute where a guy is using your property and you don't say anything to him, that's a good enough chazaka, because anybody that has the audacity to stay in your property and you don't say anything, that's proof that it's his. But the whole reason that we have 3 years is for a different reason, is that if a person is in Aspamia, which is referring to Spain, which takes a year to go from Eretz Yisrael to Spain, so v'yachzik shana, so the guy is occupying it for 1 year, and this would produce a kol, where people from the area are going to be like, oh my gosh, Reuven is hanging out on Shimon's property. So then people will send out a messenger from that area to Shimon, who's located in Spain now. So that would take a long time. It would take a full year. That's v'yelcho v'yodiyu shana. And then once Shimon in Spain finds out, he's got to send somebody back to give him a macha, v'yavo l'shana acheres. And that's that extra year, because now he's got to send somebody back from Spain. But that's the only reason for 3 years. The Rav says if they were in the same city, it would be right away. And it would also come out, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Rav says, that if they were in different areas of Eretz Yisrael where the Shayaros were not Metzuyos, like we said, where the caravans weren't common, it was hard to get from one place to the other, we said that it's not a chazaka for 3 years. 3 years is not enough. It's never a chazaka, because people don't go from one place to the other. According to Yehuda, since it's possible to travel and they made a din of 3 years, 3 years is enough, because it's enough to go to Spain. Obviously, all the more so, it's enough time to go to different parts of Eretz Yisrael. So according to Yehuda, even in the different Aratzos of Eretz Yisrael, it is a chazaka. But the Rav says the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. And by the way, the Rishonim say that if the caravans were common within Eretz Yisrael, then the 3-year din of chazaka would apply according to the Tanakhama.